All right, Adam, let's turn to the pandemic because we have some recent headlines that we want to get to. Moderna is actually another stock that's on the move today with shares off just around 8%. We got some headlines overseas out of Sweden. Sweden has suspended the Moderna vaccine for those under the age of 30. Now, we want to bring in Dr. Anand Swaminathan. He's an emergency medicine physician in New Jersey. And Dr. Swaminathan, it's good to see you again. So health officials over in Sweden saying that this move was out of an abundance of caution. But I know that there's a lot of people listening who either got the Moderna vaccine and they're under the age of 30 or know someone who has that is under the age of 30. Put this in perspective for us. I guess, how worried, how concerned should that group be?
I wouldn't be too worried. When we see big time side effects pop up, it usually pops up very soon after getting the vaccine. If you've already been vaccinated with Moderna, I wouldn't worry too much. And we have good data that Moderna is highly protective, even 4, 5, 6 months out of vaccination. So I don't think it's anything to worry too much about. Let's see what more data comes over the next week or so.
Doctor, where do you think, just from what you're seeing on the ground, we really are in this pandemic? Because when we look at the one from 1918, it eventually goes away on its own. We have vaccines, and then we have the natural reaction to it. So what's your trajectory for this thing?
I think this is really hard to say because we have been surprised by coronavirus every step along the way. Every time it seems to fade, it seems to rage back. It seems to rage back even worse. It's great to see that we are in a little bit of a downswing, but we have to remember that that downswing is regional. And there are regions of the country that are still surging, especially places like Montana and Alaska, North Dakota, where cases are continuing to rise, hospitalizations are continuing to rise, and the hospital system is continuing to have a breakdown. It's hard to say exactly where we're going to be, but I suspect that we will continue to see surges until we get our vaccination rates considerably higher than they are right now.
And speaking of the number of cases climbing in certain parts of the country, of course, people are going to get a booster shot in order to try and help, I guess, prevent them from getting the virus. But just talk to us about how the booster shot debate has played out over the last month or so, because there's been conflicting signals coming from the administration and then from the CDC and the FDA. And now we have the headlines today that the FDA is examining data on mixing and matching boosters. So help us make sense of what we have heard and what we should know going forward.
The booster discussion really has been a little bit convoluted. What we have to remember is that the primary series of vaccines, whether it's two Moderna, two Pfizer, or even one J&J, continue to be extremely protective against hospitalization, even 5 to 6 months out. We have a ton of data saying that that rate, that efficacy is still in the 80%+ range. What we do see, though, is a fall in the efficacy against any infection. So some or a larger number of people are getting breakthrough infections, but those are minor infections that people get over. The booster, the idea is it boosts your antibodies. It makes it less likely that you get a breakthrough infection. We don't have a ton of data telling us that. We can see for boosters that there is a group that clearly can benefit, the over 65 age group, those that are immunosuppressed. Those groups, I think a booster makes a lot of sense. A booster for everybody really doesn't make sense right now. And the mix and match data that we're going to see, that's going to be really interesting because we might find out, I got two Pfizers, the best booster for me might be a J&J. That might actually give me more robust long-term protection. So we still need to see how all of the booster data pans out. That mix and match, I think we're going to be particularly curious to know not just whether booster helps, but which booster and which one can give us, or which combination can give us the longest lasting immunity.
There's also the news that AstraZeneca is asking the FDA for authorization to use its COVID antibody treatment. What are we seeing in hospitals across the nation about the treatments we didn't have a year ago and the way their efficacy, not they don't prevent disease, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Do they cure? What do we really know about it?
Well, Adam, I think your point that these are not preventive is the biggest thing to understand. The vaccine is the best thing we can do to prevent getting COVID. All of the therapeutics that we have at this point, with the exception of steroids when you're already very sick, have marginal benefits at best. We see these monoclonal antibodies, things like the AstraZeneca drug that's going to be coming out or they're seeking approval for. They have marginal benefits on this pandemic, but a huge amount of resources, both financial as well as logistical resources, that goes into getting these drugs to people. they're not going to be the solution, whether it be the Merck drug that's being that's going to be put out in the next couple of months, whether it be the AstraZeneca monoclonal antibodies, whether it be the Regeneron monoclonal antibodies. This is not going to fix the pandemic. What we should be doing is taking the billions of dollars that we're paying for these agents and sinking it into public health infrastructure, into welfare programs to support people. And that's the best way that we not only get out of this pandemic, but we also prevent the next pandemic from coming. The high-tech, high-expense solutions, that's not going to be the fix.
Doctor, always great to speak with you. Dr. Anand Swaminathan, emergency medicine physician. We look forward to having you back on the program soon.